Well, hello there, and we are back with another episode. As you know, my name is Esmeralda Lopez, and those who know me already know you can call me Esme for short. Well, this is episode 2 called Organize and Overthrow, and you're listening to the unheard story about Arab Springs and the revolution. Well, today's question is, how are you feeling? And what's something good that's happened to you lately? Well, other than that, I hope you're doing great. And let's get into it. You see, in the last episode, we went over what the meaning of revolution is. And I also got the chance to introduce you all to the Arab Springs Revolution, which I said contained what exactly? Do you remember? Well, in case you don't, I said this revolution contained a series of anti-government protests, uprisings, and armed rebellions. Well, in today's episode, we will be going over the following, like which groups were involved or affected. We will also introduce you to leaders as well as the key role they played. And most important, I'd say interesting. You will learn about a moment or event that will for sure catch your attention. So, like usual, stay tuned. So, now that we know what this episode will be about, let's start off with how people started to organize this revolution. Well, you see, it all started in December 2010, not long ago, when people in Tunisia began to demonstrate against their government. But you see, the government then decided to send armed forces to stop the demonstrators. But the people did not give up, that's for sure. I would say they were determined. What are your thoughts on this? Well, they demanded that their leaders step down. But other than that, they demanded that the elections be held to choose new leaders. Well, you see, the protest movement in Tunisia came to be known as the Jasmine Revolution, which inspired other countries in the area to protest against their governments. Pretty awesome, if I do say so myself. How this protest movement in Tunisia was so powerful that it inspired other people in the area to protest against their own governments as well. Since it began in response to oppressive regimes and the low standard of living, the revolution helped those who were at low standard of living. Well, of course, right? Which would include both genders, like men and women as well. Well, you see, how did it start? Well, you see, one day in December in 2010, a produce vendor in Tunisia stood in front of a government office and set himself on fire, which led to him dying, sadly. But you see, this man's desperate actions helped spark a revolutionary uprising. Well, you see, this is what led to people to start protesting for how things were, and it began to spread through social media. This man stood in front of everyone in the government office because of how he was treated, of the harassment he faced just because he was a vendor. Although someone had to die for people to start protesting and for movement to start, it's pretty interesting how it all began, and we have, well, you see, there wasn't really many leaders, and there's really not much information on them, but I'd say it all started with this individual who started it all and gave those other people, encouraged other people to stand up for what they thought was right. So he deserves some credit. In the next episode, well, we have came to an end, And in the next episode, we will answer some questions like, how did the government respond to the call for change? But like usual, you won't want to miss out. And all I gotta say is thank you for my part for listening. And well, peace out. Have a great day.